Oh, Radio 191 FM podcast? Nice one. Joining me this morning, I'm chatting to Dane from Dusty Sunday to tell us a little bit about their gig this Friday. How you doing this morning?
Kia ora, Candice. I'm very good, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Great now, to be here in the Radio 1 office, as always.
Oh my gosh. Pleasure's all ours. Truly. Truly. Now, Dusty Sunday, it has been a hot minute since we have heard from the band, but rumour has it we're back in action.
Yeah, finally doing some things again. Had a couple of setbacks post-COVID where I couldn't really sing for like almost a year. Finally on the up and up out of that, we've been doing lots of recording, got two new singles coming out soon, played a gig last week, got another gig this week, so yeah, back on the train.
Yoo-hoo, back on the grind. How was the gig last week? Tell us a bit about it.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, first time playing live in a public setting in quite a while. We've done a couple of wee private shows recently. But it was awesome. We finally got some photos for our press kit, and I mean, it feels real good to be back on the stage. I mean, it kind of reminds you why we get together, you know, weekly to jam in a little sweaty room. It's like, oh yeah, this has some payoff.
Yeah. I was just about to ask, like, getting back on the horse for the first time in a while is always really nerve-wracking, and I feel like you can very much get into your head about it, you know? Yeah. How did it feel sort of like shaking off that dust? No pun intended.
Yeah. Nah, it was good. I have been doing a couple of solo shows over the last few months, and so I think that's kind of worn me back into it. I sort of like chaotically booked myself for a New Year's Eve gig with it, like, before I had done any real rehearsal, and that kind of like gave me the push to get myself back up to scratch. And so yeah, now that we're back doing the Dusty Sunday shows, I'm like, I'm ready for it.
Ready to rock and roll once again.
Yeah.
Oh, what a treat. And speaking of treats, your last release, it was Time Well Wasted from 2022.
That's true.
Again, a hot minute, almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And that track, it is hot. It is a fantastic track, all killer, no filler. But there is new things on the horizon for Dusty Sunday.
Yes, indeed. Actually, some of these tracks that we're getting ready to release shortly, we started tracking not long after Time Well Wasted, and it's just that brutal sickness that got in the way of getting those vocal takes done. So, so stoked to finally be picking up where we left off. We've got two new singles coming out in the next couple of months. First one is a track called Boneless. It's the first song that we all wrote together with the current lineup. And then the next one is called Before You Fly.
What a treat.
Yeah.
And when it came to reapproaching this music once again, like you said, it was left for a little while and then it was picked up again. Did you hear it again with fresh ears and start changing a few things, or did you find yourself naturally hopping on the same sort of path?
Yeah, I think that the distance and the break kind of brought back some of the excitement in a way. And it was really funny, just as I was going in to track the lead vocals for Boneless, I had this realization that I had, like, there was this one verse in the song that I had never really paid attention to what the lyrics were talking about. And it's like, take me back to 83. And I was like, 1983? Like, what? None of us were alive. They're like, no, it's 83 Harris Street. It's like a flat they used to live in. And I was like, holy shit, I also used to live in that fucking flat. And so it was just this weird little convergence where I, like, suddenly clicked as to what I was actually singing about this whole time, and it brought new meaning and purpose to it when I tracked it in the studio. So
that's so interesting to hear, because I feel like when I listen to music that I enjoy, obviously not somebody who writes music, those lyrics, they definitely can get lost on you, and you find, like, your mouth just moving and saying these words but not actually thinking about what they actually are.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it just becomes muscle memory, you know. I don't think I know the words to any of the Dusty Sunday songs. I just sing them, you know.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, eh?
Yeah.
So bizarre. Yeah. But do you find yourself sort of zoning in when you are performing live, you know, feeling the lyrics a bit more?
Yeah, I do. And like, I'm a bit of a softie, to be honest. And, like, I get a bit emotional occasionally when I'm singing some of these songs, you know, like Before You Fly, that's a track about, like, loss and like, coming to terms with, like, the end of a friendship or a relationship, and then, like, having a positive sort of view on it. But, you know, when I sing that song live a couple of days ago, I had to, like, turn around because I was like, oh, I'm welling up a little bit.
Who's cutting onions, all right? Who's cutting onions?
Yeah.
Cut it out.
That's right.
Now, you also mentioned there the other single. It is called Boneless.
Indeed.
And you have provided us with a wee taster of the chorus. Shall we give it a wee twist?
I would love you to.
All right, here it is. Listen up. Getting drunk and being dumb. What a treat, hey?
Yeah, that is how you end up with a dusty Sunday. So.
It's part of the charm of Sundays, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't have anxiety, did you have a good night?
Yeah, that's right. That's one way to think about it.
No, that's terrible advice. Nobody take that advice ever, okay? Very exciting, though. Do we have release dates for those new singles yet?
TBC, but it's coming out soon, so we've just got our final mix back for Boneless, feeling pretty stoked about it. So just kind of in that home stretch now, starting to lay out timelines and get artwork together. So yeah, in the next, probably the next 2 months, I would say.
Ooh, 2 months. And to hold us over in that time, your gig this Friday, tell us the who, what, when, where, why, how.
Yeah, so we're playing out at the Duck in Candrew Bay. If you haven't been out there, it's a really cool venue.
Dreamy.
It's not the kind of place I ever would have thought would become an awesome gig space, but it really does, and McAndrew Bay just like kind of turns out for it.
Yeah.
One of those things with like smaller little areas, I think. But yeah, the last gig we did there with Bowen the Constrictors a couple of months ago really popped off. We had a really great night, and so stoked to be back there again. $10 door sales, and you can get pre-sales by heading out there to the Duck in person only. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. this Friday.
Woohoo! Yay! And what kind of sounds can we expect from Dusty Sunday? Covers, originals, both?
Yeah, all of the above. So cool. We'll play probably all of our original tracks. You'll be able to hear Boneless in the Flesh, Time Wasted, Before You Fly, all of that stuff. And we're also going to lay out a couple of our favourite covers, a bit of Arctic Monkeys, bit of The Dudes, bit of classic. And I'll be starting off with a little solo set there as well, so you can get to see me in my other frame of being.
Playing it cool in multiple forms.
Yeah.
How good. Dane, thank you so much for your time this morning. Very excited for those new releases and very excited to see you lay it down on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Catch you later.
Woohoo. What a treat. That was Dane, the lead vocalist from Dusty Sunday. Here is their track. It is called Time Well Wasted. And oh my gosh, it's a tune. All of you regular listeners here at Radio 1, you'll recognise this, no doubt. Go ahead to their gig Friday at the Duck. What a treat. 10 a.m. on Late Breakfast. Keep it locked. Waking up in a lazy haze. Got no plan to ruin my day. Keeping your love couldn't get much better. In this moment I could live forever.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.